20's Best Variety, Mix 97. 7:48 with the crew. I'm Sean Kelly, Orlena Kane, Alana Cameron. Dating with COVID-19. Well, yesterday we reached out to a matchmaker, Charlene Charlebois from Find Vague Love, joining us this morning from Carlton Place. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
I'm doing great, and you?
Oh, we're hanging in here, you know.
Karen, your website is?
FindVegLove.com.
You've been a vegan for 15 years?
Correct.
So I'm thinking with this COVID-19, the dating game has really changed for everyone. What are you hearing in your circles?
It sure has. People are now sick at home. They are bored. They are looking for something to do. So the first thing you think of is going on the dating apps. So there's a huge influx of people going on those apps. But personally, I might be a little biased because I am a matchmaker. I'm not a huge fan of the dating apps.
Okay, so people are checking each other, maybe doing some, Facebook Live time, all that stuff, chatting that way now?
Yes, so virtual dates are where it's at now. So basically people set up a time to have a date via FaceTime, Zoom, Skype, whatever it may be, and they have a drink together, and they just get to know each other that way.
That's a great idea, considering there's so many catfish out there. Those guys aren't going to get any dates anymore, because when people insist on being able to video chat, they're going to be like, can't do that.
Exactly.
That's a great way. That's something good that comes out of dating online, is that now people have to be more visual, and some people tend to hide behind, you know, fake pictures, fake videos.
100%. And so I coach my clients how to have good virtual dates, because there's a lot of things that you have to think about, especially if you don't have any experience with it, like the angle, the lighting, your background, what you're going to wear, mm-hmm. what you're going to do. So there's a lot. So people need like a lot of coaching for it to be really successful, right?
Now, but for this virtual dating, this is not new, but it's just being used a lot more right now because it's the go-to service that's out there. I was reading the other day, online dating, some of the websites just been getting pounded, like 156% they're up.
Oh, yeah. Because, again, that's the number one thing that people think of doing is those apps.
Karen, you'd think that this is a great time, right, Lana, to be authentic with each other, because I know from my experience of dating, so many guys want to rush right to the Netflix and chill part. That is not happening anymore. Now they got to actually step up and be real men and actually give somebody something.
Conversation.
Yeah. Conversation.
Old school, right, Karen?
Talk to the girl. Maybe put a little effort in.
What about those who use Tinder? And I think for the most part, I don't use it, but it's kind of a pickup thing where you meet somebody and you get together quickly. I think that's how it works. Are they going through withdrawal right now because that's not available right now?
Oh, I'm sure. But, you know, just to be clear, that Tinder used to be primarily for hookups. But over the years, it has transitioned more to people who are actively seeking a relationship. And same thing with Bumble. However, now because you're getting that influx, it's going to be mostly people who, well, not mostly, but a lot of people who are not really interested in relationships. They're just bored. Yeah. And they want, like, that sexual gratification or whatever they're looking for.
Now, your specialty, Karen, is vegan matchmaking. And how is that going? Is there a market for it?
Oh, yes. There's a huge market for it. I, for 8 years, planned speed dating events all over Canada and U.S. exclusively for vegetarians and vegans. And then last year, I started doing the matchmaking full-time. So, yes, I work with clients all over who are looking for a like-minded partner. And because I work with people all over, all of my clients are interested in meeting people basically in any city. So they were already doing the virtual dating thing, right? So for them, it's not a totally foreign concept. So not much has changed in my world. I am not bored. I don't understand when people tell me they're bored, because I'm like, what's that like?
Yeah. You also have an 8-week program. Apparently it's sold out, and many matchmaking sites are offering these courses online for free now due to COVID-19. 8 weeks, and what's the goal? Like to have the individual be really confident in attracting a partner and keeping that partner?
Yeah, so just to confirm, the things that are selling out are the online mixers. So I have four of those planned, two on Friday, two on Saturday. They are almost all sold out. They are entirely free. But the course is an 8-week online dating and relationship program.
Oh, okay.
And basically, I'm giving people the tools and the resources and the support that they need to get to that really amazing spot where they feel confident and empowered and ready to enter into a new relationship.
Karen, I'm going to put all your information up on our Mixed Morning Crew blog, sponsored by Skin Beautiful Medi Spa, so that people can find you at findveglove.com, as well as your information.
Thank you so much.
Not your phone number, of course.
Yes, please.
Well, we should also say that Karen is joining us from Carlton Place this morning, and tomorrow you're going to be on Fox News in the U.S. You're going to be in Houston, and then you're on many Fox affiliates. Nice to see a Canadian doing so well, reaching millions.
Thank you.
Well done. How long have you been running the business?
Thank you so much. I've been self-employed for over 10 years now. And like I said, I was doing just the speed dating events for many, many years full-time, and then I switched over to the matchmaking last year.
Final question, Karen. What's your success rate?
Oh, it's pretty good. I have a client who I introduced him to his very first match. She lived in another city. They talked on the phone for 6 hours. He booked a plane ticket 2 weeks later to go see her, and it was basically love at first sight. So that is my biggest and most awesome success story so far.
Okay, tell us the crazy one, though. Something went down.
I don't really have anything too crazy right now. I mean, my clients are pretty awesome, so.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Give a shout out to your website again, Karen.
Findveglove.com.
Stay safe there in Carlton Place.
Thanks, you too.